Okay, we're inside the Quicken Loans studios on this Friday night as we continue to cruise through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. And right now, let's pack our bags. Let's head up to Dallas. Let's check in with our Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent. That, of course, is Lance Rinker. I want to get the pulse on the Dallas Cowboys and find out how he believes this year's narrative is going to play out for the version of the Cowboys. Good to have you with us tonight, Lance.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much, Melissa, for having me on.
Absolutely. We've always got a lot of ground to cover. And last time you were on the show, we discussed how the Cowboys might be able to emerge from this 8-8 rut that they have been in over the past couple of years in order to move forward and achieve that. What needs to happen?
Well, it all starts with defense, specifically the secondary. Now, with the suspension of Orlando Scandrick, he's going to miss the first 4 games of the regular season. And so last night's preseason game, the final preseason game, he got a good bit of action in, as expected, because he's going to come back, he's going to be rusty. So basically what that means is we need Brandon Carr, Morris Claiborne to really step up and do their job and live up to their potential, which we haven't really seen in the last few seasons. And then we need bubble roster guys like Terrence Mitchell, who sort of has that swagger and says that he wants to be the best cornerback on the team. We need him to step up and prove that.
Well, there certainly was massive worry coming into this season, as you were talking about defensively, and to be able to, they've got to clean up a number of things. Talk to us about some of the other difference makers, like Henry Milton with him being on board. I mean, that was a very big signing.
Oh, it absolutely was a big signing. I mean, that helps both sides of the ball out tremendously, actually. You know, helps the defense out, the presence there and whatnot, and it helps the offense out because, you know, his ability to make big plays will help take some of that pressure off Tony Romo in the offense, because this offense, it's going to be a top 8, top 10 offense, easy. I definitely envision that as long as Romo stays healthy. I mean, you've got Dez Bryant, you've got Terrence Williams, who looks like he could put up a big season as a clear number 2, in my opinion, and all. So basically, having guys that can make those big key stops, especially say on 3rd down on defense, that's going to be crucial for this Cowboys team.
You know, I know the Cowboys already in the preseason, they've had to deal with a number of injuries. Give us an update, since we're talking about defensively right now with Melton. Give us an update on him in terms of with this groin strain that has kept him out.
You know, they're really taking it easy on him. They're not trying to rush him back or anything. Really, the goal is to make sure that he's ready to go week 1 or shortly after that. They don't want this to be one of these lingering things throughout the season. Because as we see with pretty much any player in the NFL, where they suffer some sort of groin injury, there's a clear difference in performance between those that try to rush back and those that are given the proper amount of time to heal. Those that rush back, it becomes a lingering issue. So all of a sudden, week 3, week 4, they're down again, they miss a few weeks, and so it's one of those things where they want to make sure that he's 100% and ready to go, period. And if Coach Garrett doesn't feel that he is 100%, they'll hold him out week 1.
Our Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent providing all the insight on the Dallas Cowboys, Lance Rinker, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Hey, we want to hear from you as we're having this Cowboys conversation at Twitter, at eRadioSports. Talk to me about, since we're zeroing in defensively right now, what makes Milton such an effective defensive player? I mean, when I think back at his time in Chicago, I mean, when you have teammates like a Brian Urlacher or Lance Briggs, I mean, that's huge, that kind of experience.
Yeah, well, and that's the big thing with him, is his football IQ. He's such an intelligent football player, especially defensively. Right? He understands pre-snaps reads. He understands what's going on as the play develops. So not only is he going to always be in the right spot on the field where he needs to be, but he can identify what the offense is trying to do, and he can actually help get his teammates along the line there in better position to make big plays.
And hopefully,
that's the impact that he's going to have.
Yeah, I was going to say, and hopefully there's going to be that carryover of experience to impact the other Cowboys defensively. Who else do we need to be keeping our eye on that could really be a serious difference maker?
You know, I think Morris Claiborne, this could be the year he really steps up. I mean, it's pretty much a make-or-break year for him, I believe, anyway. He's going to be looking for that big contract extension here soon. And so this is kind of a put-up-or-shut-up year for him. Brandon Carr, the same thing. But I believe Claiborne has that talent to really ascend to a degree to where, you know, he could be that guy in the secondary.
I want to continue to break down a number of the key positions for the Dallas Cowboys. But my question to you now, Lance, is when you step back and you look at the Cowboys, I mean, it is hard to believe they just had one playoff win since 1997. Is this a franchise that we can expect to be in the hunt for a Super Bowl? I mean, when is this going to happen? I mean, I'm going to be honest with our listeners. I mean, I love the Cowboys. I've been a longtime fan.
Yeah, Neil, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. It's they're in a very weak division. So they still have that puncher shot of winning the division. And, you know, I'd say 8-8, maybe 9-7 if they can get there. You know, because the Washington Redskins, they've got pretty much the same issues the Cowboys do, except they also have a serious issue at quarterback with Robert Griffin III. And, you know, he just has not looked very good when they've been trying to develop him to a more traditional pocket passer. The New York Giants have issues all over the place. The Philadelphia Eagles right now they're my pick to win that division, but, you know, they'll probably do it with 9 wins. So the Cowboys, they've got a shot, but they need some serious bounce-back seasons from pretty much everybody in the secondary. You know, the linebacking core took a hit when Sean Lee went down, and so they've been dealing with all sorts of injuries along the defensive line as well, just guys being banged up, so nothing too serious. But what's really going to help propel them to division title winners is essentially the defense staying healthy all year long, because they do not have a whole lot of depth. And so 8-8, yeah, maybe that's realistic. I could even see them fall into 7-9. But it's kind of like they've got this little pendulum swinging where, you know, they could win a range of anywhere from 6 to 9 games, I believe.
Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent Lance Rinker is joining us tonight and, of course, giving us all the skinny on the Dallas Cowboys. So it sounds like, I mean, that you're confident that they can at least match up with any of the teams in the NFC East.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be hard to do this year. So that, you know, the NFC East has traditionally been a very strong division. And, you know, you started to see certain teams taper off in the last few years. The Giants were the last team to do it. The Eagles, you know, they're going to have that high-flying offense, but their defense is one of the worst in the league as well. So, you know, the Cowboys, the opportunity is there for them to take hold of the division, but they can't really have too many missteps. They can't lose these games where they put up 28, 30 points.
Okay, so we hit on things defensively and perhaps projecting the forecast for the Cowboys this year. Talk to us about, give us an update on Tony Romo. I mean, where is he at in terms of his health, and do you still consider him an elite quarterback?
He's 100% healthy. Coach Garrett has certainly taken a more cautious approach with Romo, as we've seen through the preseason, not leading up to the regular season, but what else would you expect with you know, a quarterback 34, 35 years old? But Romo, you know, I don't know if I would consider him necessarily elite, but I would put him in basically at the top of the line of that second-tier class of quarterbacks. You know, he's one of these guys where, you know, if I were a franchise and I needed a quarterback, I would certainly look at Romo and say, you know what, this is a guy that I think could actually take us to the playoffs if you've got the other pieces necessary to make that playoff run. You know, and the Cowboys, they've got the pieces together on offense. They've got a fantastic offensive line, which they've been building very diligently over the last few years. So it's always been the defense that's been holding them back ever since Garrett's become the head coach. But Romo, he is fully healthy right now. He's going to have plenty of weapons at his disposal to use this year.
Well, I have to wonder, is he going to feel any of the effects from that back surgery? Because I even know going into the preseason, there was some chatter, some speculation that the back surgery, that it affected his deep throws, that his deep passes were not quite as good as they used to be.
Well, and part of that, and it makes sense that that would be, you know, a result of the surgery, is because when you have that surgery, you've got all those muscles in that area there, which you haven't really seriously worked out the way you normally would. And so you've got to build that strength back up, especially in your core and your midsection, which you're really able to get that torque and sort of that oomph behind the ball when you throw it as a quarterback. And so while his arm might still be strong, his legs might still be strong, I wouldn't count on him being able to launch the ball 40 yards downfield with as much accuracy as he used to have. So thankfully, he's got a big giant target in Dez Bryant. We've got an emerging wide receiver in Terrence Williams, who I'm just completely in love with right now. I think he could put up a big season this year.
So how good is Dallas going to be offensively?
Oh, man. 26 to 28 points on average.
Wow.
I mean, I think these guys, they're always going to have the potential to put up a touchdown, no matter where they're at on the field. You know, that's how high on the offense I am. I mean, we're looking at a top 8 offense at least.
Well, they better be good because they got to make up for a defense that right now is kind of banged up. Give me a hit on my boy DeMarco Murray, my Sooner.
You know, Murray, I think he could take that next step and prove that he's just not some sort of flimsy little running back that, you know, he gets knocked around and he's down on the ground too much. So I think he's going to put up another big year for the Cowboys as long as they use him. You know, and when I say use him, I don't mean like, oh, all right, they're down by 3 points and they decided to throw. It's, you know, or we've seen where they're up by double digits and they still throw. As long as they use him effectively and for the purpose of what he's there for, I could see him putting up 1,400, 1,500 rushing yards and probably catching, you know, 300, 400 yards with a few TDs.
Always a Big E favorite, our Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent, Lance Rinker, giving us the rundown on the Dallas Cowboys. We appreciate you dropping by tonight on this Friday night. Thank you so much, Lance. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Alyssa. Take care.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.